There's a goat that is standing alone in a field on the top of the hill near the meadow. A farmer arrived to the top of the hill, to the top of the hill near the meadow. Near the meadow. Near the meadow. On the top of the hill near the meadow. His stomach was full with a farmer that once ate a goat that was standing alone. In the field on the top of the hill, on the top of the hill, near the meadow.
Near the meadow.
I don't understand why we have to watch this. I hate plays.
You do not have a say about what we do anymore. Not after you decided to keep information from us.
Not again. I thought it was best for you not to know.
It was a stupid thing to do, keeping information like that to yourself.
I'll never trust you again, Cassius. I can't believe you ran right away and told everyone.
Oh, no. You'll never trust me again? How shall I go throughout my entire life knowing that Caden, no last name, but if he had one, it would be probably something stupid like Smith, but dumber, will never trust me again?
What could be dumber than Smith?
At least I have a last name, you freak.
Dave.
He started it.
What time does the show start?
Any minute now. Oh, still getting over that cold, Alice.
Philip, who do you know on the show again?
Felipe, portraying the role of tree number two.
Wow, tree number two.
He wasn't even good enough to be tree number one.
And what tree are you playing, Caden? It's an honor to play tree number two in this production.
Just a heads up. If even one of the actors breaks the sacred fourth wall and tries to speak to me instead of performing, disrespecting the delicate art of the theater, I shall drink the entire cast as a punishment in honor of Dionysius himself.
Drink?
Drink.
Oh, please spare, dear Felipe.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our show.
Why is he talking to us? I thought it's a play!
I warned you, Philip.
Give it a chance. It's just an introduction. I've heard great things about this play.
Maybe it's one of those immersive shows.
If it's immersive, I'm walking away.
Shut up, Caden. I can't hear the guy.
Thank you all for coming here today. The actors have worked really hard, and I hope you enjoy it. My name is Bill, and I will also be playing a character named Bill.
Ugh, I hate when people play a character with the same name as theirs.
Why, Alice?
I don't know. I've always thought that it's lazy writing.
Emergency exits are all around you because we're in a forest. And that's it. Now sit back and enjoy our production of Near the Meadow.
Lost? We don't know which way will take us back home. We are low on food, there is nothing around here, and I'm tired. I shouldn't have trusted you.
You knew what you signed up for.
I knew nothing.
Treasure hunting is not for the weak of heart.
Embers isn't weak of heart. He's just tired. Hop on, let me carry you.
Give me the map. I want to see the map. I trusted you. I did what you said. Now I want to see the map. It's upside down. Why would you hand it to me like that?
Oh.
Oh? What oh?
I might have read it wrong.
What the fuck, Greg?
Seriously?
Sorry.
Greg, this entire time, you were holding the map upside down?
Ambrose, what's the big deal? We'll just retrace our steps, find the treasure, and head back home as heroes. Bim bam bum.
I'm tired, Bill. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to lay down and die right here. This looks like a good spot to die.
Too much grass.
Go! Leave me alone. Let me die in peace. Fuck, it hurts my neck.
Put your head on the rock over there.
That will hurt his neck even more. I heard that if you lay down and your spine isn't aligned with your neck, you'll wake up the next morning dead.
Where did you hear that, Alistair?
A dream.
You can't wake up dead if you're dead.
You don't know.
This rock is even worse than the grass.
Wait a second. Ambrose, move.
But
move! That's not a rock.
What did you say?
The shovel. Bring me the shovel.
What is he talking about?
This is it. Look at it. There's writing on it. We found it.
No! We're in the wrong place. Greg was holding the map upside down.
I don't know what to tell you. It's here. Grab a shovel and help me dig it up.
Maybe that's why no one ever found it. All that was needed was for someone to look at it from a different angle. I'm a genius.
Greg, I could kiss you right now.
Okay. What should I do while you're digging?
I don't know, Alistair. Maybe grab another shovel and help?
I sprained my knee.
When?
Just now.
Grab a shovel, or we'll keep your share when we cash out.
What are you going to do with your share, Bill?
One word. Boat.
What kind of boat?
Big.
Nice.
What about you, Greg?
I just want to keep it around for a while.
Why?
Just so I can look at it from time to time. Take a bill when I want to buy gum or something.
You were always a dreamer. What about you, Alistair?
I would open my own comedy club. People from all around the forest would come and listen to my jokes.
But you're not funny!
I sure am, Ambrose.
Tell us a joke.
Let's see. A priest, a rabbi, and a vampire walk into a bar.
Stop digging! Stop digging! There it is! Look at it. I told you it's not just a rock.
It's the edge of
a tablet.
It has writing on it. What language is this?
If it's druid, we should leave it alone. We don't want to mess with it.
I don't get it. Is it the treasure on the map, or it just happens to be here?
Guys! This is it. Who cares if it's druid? We found it. It's ours.
What do we do with this? No one will buy an old tablet with druid writing on it.
Help me get it out so we can take a better look at it. Grab a corner.
You too, shit. Alistair.
But my knee.
Alistair!
Okay. Here, let me help you.
Alistair, what did you do?
I just grabbed it with you guys. I was ready to lift it out of the ground.
That's not good.
Where are we?
When are we?
We're floating in the air.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
For friends in faith they are bound. The tablet they found under the ground will show them a glimpse of the life they will live. A moment in time, a gift that I give. The first he will marry a wife and a kid. Love will surround the house he will build. The second will travel to lands far away, always to visit, never to stay. The third is a hero, but when put to the test, will he stay true to his friend or go with the rest? The fourth, he will die with hate in his heart, alone with no loved ones and always apart.
Wait a second, Philip. What is this play about?
Claire, I'm watching the same play as you. I don't know what it's about.
Guys, it sounds like a prophecy. Not the one I got from the princess, but the same structure?
That's weird.
A collective hallucination.
What are you talking about?
We all saw that, right? I'm sure it was just a combination of heat and hunger.
How come every time something magical and mysterious happens, there is always that one person that has to try and find a way to ruin it?
I need to sit down.
Maybe we fell asleep. Maybe.
It was the prophecy. We met an oracle, like in the old stories, and this tablet. It all makes sense.
What are you talking about, Ambrose?
My father told me stories about this forest. He used to come back home after months of being away. He would wake me up in the middle of the night and surprise me with something he found buried in the woods. He believed that the forest is full of magical artifacts buried in the ground.
Who put them there?
My father believed that it wasn't a person who buried those items in the ground. He believed that it was the forest itself, leaving items for people to discover.
I'm telling you, it was a shared hallucination.
We all got a prophecy. We got a glimpse into the future. You can fight it as much as you want, but it won't change what just happened.
Let's say it was a prophecy that was meant for us. The oracle talked about four people. There are four of us, but who is who?
I don't know.
It sounds like one of us will fall in love. That would be nice.
One of us will travel to faraway places.
One of us will become a hero.
And the fourth?
The fourth will die alone, with hatred in his heart.
That sucks.
It's probably you, Greg.
Shut up.
What should we do now?
Go back home?
Why? What's waiting for us there? Let's stay here.
There's nothing here!
There is this tablet. And the forest. And magic. It's more than what we have back home.
Maybe we could build a cabin.
That would be nice.
Maybe we could build a village.
Sure.
And a comedy club.
Nothing in the prophecy said that you're getting a comedy club, Alistair.
Maybe I'll start a comedy club and fall in love.
Okay.
That will be fun.
None of you are a little bit freaked out by all of this. Not even a little. We were just told that one of us is going to die alone with hatred in his heart.
Ambrose, I understand that you were scared. But think about it this way. Nothing really changed. We are still going to be living our lives, and We will see how everything plays out. Who knows? Maybe you were the hero. Don't be so pessimistic. Let's try to focus on the good parts of the prophecy. Three of us are going to have wonderful and meaningful lives.
But what if I am the one who is going to die alone, with hatred in his heart?
If it comes to that, I promise I'll stop whatever I'm doing and switch places with you.
I wouldn't do the same for you.
I know. I'm a better person than you are. Let's get to work. We have a village to build. What do you think the name of the village should be? I don't want to be remembered as the town with the boring name in the middle of the forest.
Usually they name the town based on things nearby. I see a creek over there and we are in nature. How about Nature's Creek?
Bill, where are the plans for the comedy club? You said I could have a comedy club. I'm not just gonna forget about it. We have the money, we have the people, we almost have a name. Now it's time for a comedy club.
No.
Who died and made you mayor?
You. You didn't die, but you did make me the mayor. I got 18 votes, remember?
We only have 12 people living in the village.
As long as I'm the mayor, you're not gonna get a comedy club. That was my campaign promise to the people.
Stop being so hard on him, Bill. What is wrong with you? Let him have some fun.
I'll make you a deal. Behind the back of this cabin, you see it? The third one from the left? There is a backyard that is unclaimed. You can use the space this week. It's nothing fancy, but that's what you get. Let's see how many people come to see your show, and then we will vote and decide if we should build a permanent club or not.
Thank you, Bill. I promise you, you will not regret this.
I'm sure I will.
Sorry, welcome. Welcome to celebrations of comedy and fun. I'm sweating. Why am I sweating? Why am I sweating? I guess I drank too much water before the show. And that was my impression of a nervous comedian performing for you the first time. And that was my impression of a nervous comedian. Why am I sweating? Why am I sweating? Thank you, everybody.
Good job, Alistair. Another night of comedy.
Excuse me.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm jumpy. I'm very jumpy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to say thank you for your performance tonight. And I think you're special. Thank you for making the world a better place.
That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me in my entire life.
Well, I've been coming here for years to see you, and I've never had the courage to come and say hello.
I knew you looked familiar. You sit there in the third row on the right corner?
You know where I sit.
I know where everyone sits.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Can I kiss you? What do you want to do today?
I don't know. What do you want to do today?
Why do I always need to choose?
You never choose.
I don't know what you're talking about. I chose 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago.
I don't know what you want from me.
Nothing, okay? Nothing.
I love the sound of water makes.
That's because you're made of 70% water.
You're 70% water.
You are.
You are. I love you.
I love you too. Are you okay?
Just a cough.
You always say that.
Can you hand me a glass of water? All good. You look tired.
I am tired.
It's my first time on stage. I'm nervous comedian.
Stop.
It's my impression of a nervous comedian that...
Just drink some more water.
I want to tell you something.
You need to rest.
There's something you need to know. Years ago, when I first came to this forest, before there was even a village, a group of my friends and I were hunting for treasure. When we got here, we found a tablet buried in the ground. When we all touched it, we received a glimpse of the future. We were told that one of us would fall in love and build a family. I didn't want to tell them back then that I hoped that it would be me. Even though traveling to faraway places sounds exciting, I knew it wasn't for me.
What are you talking about, Alistair? You're sick. You need to get some rest.
If I were to do it all over again, I would have done everything the same. You made my life worth living.
Alistair.
The first, you will marry a wife and a kid. Love will surround the house he will build.
Let's try to focus on the good parts of the prophecy. Three of us are going to have wonderful and meaningful lives.
But what if I am the one who is going to die alone, with hatred in his heart?
If it comes to that, I promise I'll stop whatever I'm doing and switch places with you.
I wouldn't do the same for you.
I know. I'm a better person than you are. Let's get to work. We have a village to build.
Another day in the life of Gregory Miller. What will they say about Gregory Miller when he's no more? What will they say about me when I'm gone? What will they say? What will they say? What will they say when I'm gone? Will they say I was great? Will they say I was good? Will they say I was sad or just misunderstood? Alistair has a house and a wife, and I still don't know what to do with my life. Maybe someday I'll finally know if I'm destined for greatness. Am I the star of the show?
It's funny because he's the star of this show, of this play. I love it when writers do that.
I hate when writers do that.
Why is he singing in E-flat?
I'm bored. Wake me up when it's worth watching.
Oh, what's that? Ahead in the distance? Is that... a lighthouse?
Well, good morning.
What did he say?
How is it possible? A lighthouse. What does a lighthouse do in the middle of the forest? I should knock on the door and see if anyone's there. Knock, knock, knock.
Why is he using an invisible door? I hate it.
Sorry. I didn't mean to open the door. I was just knocking. Sorry. Is anyone here?
There is something awfully familiar about this.
What's going on?
What? The lighthouse disappeared! How did they do that?
Ha ha! That's the magic of the theater, Dave Smith. Magic of the theater.
Dave, what's wrong with you? It didn't disappear. Two guys in all black pulled it off the stage.
You're right. It just sounded so real. How do they do the sound effects?
The effects are insane. It feels like we're actually there with them.
Wow, I wonder what happens next.
Why is he talking to us again, Philip?
We'll take a short 5-minute break. In the meantime, feel free to visit our concessions booth and merchandise tables on both sides of the stage.
Concessions booth? I'll be right back.
Guys, what's happening? What is this play? It can't be a coincidence, right? It's the lighthouse. The lighthouse. We've been there.
It could have been any lighthouse. Why would it have to have been our lighthouse?
Cassius, it looks exactly the same. How would they know that?
All right. I'll admit that this is a little strange. But what are the odds of it being the same lighthouse that we saw back on Earth?
Earth?
Earth. Fill me in. What are we talking about?
All right. In one of our missions, back when Murphy sent us back to fight monsters, you know, that came out of the other side of the portal, we stumbled on a lighthouse that showed up in the middle of a town. The sky turned dark and the moon was always full.
Fuck, I love the full moon.
Right. Anyway, we fought this guy who collected souls and stored them in small artifacts around the lighthouse. We then discovered that he wasn't the original owner of the lighthouse. Apparently, he defeated the wizard that was living there before.
The wizard spirit possessed me and made me talk about puppies and rainbows.
That was so funny. I remember that. We all took those potions that day.
Yeah, and the wizard told me how to get my soul back. Something always felt off about that encounter. He was talking about the portal, and then he said he used to know my grandfather.
Caden, I got you a shirt.
Thanks. Wait, Dave, it has my name on it. How did you do that?
They can write whatever you want on the shirt with magic. It doesn't even have to be related to the play. I thought you'd like it more than a mug that says, I love the theater.
What does your shirt say, Caden?
Oh, growl like Caden. Dave, oh, I love it.
I knew you would. I got one for everyone.
Cast spells like Claire. Ah, yeah, I like it.
Drink like Cassius. How amusing.
Disappear like Alice. Thank you, Dave.
What about me?
There you go. I hope a size 2 is good for you. I told the lady in the stand that you're a turtle.
Be a talking turtle like Philip?
I don't know a lot about you, Philip.
Clearly.
Why didn't you get one for yourself?
I did! It says, my name is Dave. Dave Smith. Cool, right?
Sure.
And we're back. I give you Act 2 of Near the Meadow.
Let's try to focus on the good parts of the prophecy. Three of us are going to have wonderful and meaningful lives.
But what if I am the one who is going to die alone, with hatred in his heart?
If it comes to that, I promise I'll stop whatever I'm doing and switch places with you.
I wouldn't do the same for you.
I know. I'm a better person than you are. Let's get to work. We have a village to build.
They have to stop going back to this conversation!
Come in. Not today, Ambrose. I'm busy. Come back tomorrow.
That's what you said yesterday.
Come back tomorrow.
And the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that.
Fine. You get 5 minutes.
That's all I need.
Martha, I'll be talking to a friend for a few minutes. Make sure I'm not disturbed.
Sure thing, Mr. Thompson. I'm just reviewing some waivers for you to sign later.
Okay, Ambrose, what's up?
Take a look at this.
What is that?
It's a letter from Greg.
Greg? Gregory Miller?
The one and only.
Nobody's seen him in years.
Open it.
Dear friends,
I don't know how to begin to explain what has happened to me. I just want you to know I'm well and I'm safe. A few moons ago, I'm not sure exactly when it happened. It's hard to keep track of time here. But I was walking in the forest looking for mushrooms. I stumbled upon a lighthouse. It seems to appear out of nowhere. When I entered to explore the lighthouse, it vanished with me in it. I'm not sure what this place is or how it works, but I've come to peace with the fact that I might never fully understand it. I'm not sure if this letter will reach you or not. It was really hard to find a mailbox that could deliver this letter. I used Ambrose's address because it is the only one I could remember. Ambrose, Alistair, and Bill. You were always good friends to me. And I'll love you until the day I die. But you need to know that I'm not coming back. I've found my purpose. The second will travel to lands far away, always to visit, never to stay. I will leave you with this. Never turn on each other. No matter what happens next, I love you forever, Gregory Miller. By the way, I'm practicing magic now. It's pretty cool. You should all give it a try.
Well, that's interesting.
You know what it means.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Alistair met Gala.
Ambrose.
Greg is traveling to lands far away.
Stop.
That leaves us, you and me. One of us will become a hero, one will die alone with hatred in his heart.
I'm the mayor. I'm happy.
And if I killed you right now, would you say that you would die with hatred in your heart?
Yes. But I wouldn't be alone. The prophecy said that the person will die alone.
Maybe it was a figure of speech. Maybe it meant die alone because he didn't have anyone in his life that loves him.
Did you come here to kill me, Ambrose?
I haven't decided yet.
I don't know what all the fuss is about. The prophecy is the same prophecy. The odds just change, that's all. Just keep living your life and see what happens.
How can I just keep living my life? I'm scared, Bill. I'm terrified. Everywhere I go, everyone I meet could potentially lead me to a path of hatred and a lonely life.
The fact that you're avoiding connection with other people just because of the fear of getting hurt is what will lead you to have a sad and lonely life.
I am not going to be the one. I am the hero. Do you hear me, Bill?
Calm down.
You're all losers. I just hang out with you out of pity.
Okay.
I don't need you.
I didn't say you did.
I don't need anyone. I'm the hero, Bill.
Calm down.
Is everything okay here?
Yes. Thank you, Martha. Please show Mr. Dyer the way out.
Mr. Dyer, please follow me.
I'm the hero, Bill.
Close the door on your way out, will you?
Bill! Bill!
Gala!
How was your trip?
Amazing. But I missed you.
I missed you too.
Wait, what? I thought Gala was Alistair's wife.
Alistair is dead, Dave Smith. They jumped in time. Keep up.
So Bill stole Alistair's wife after Alistair died? Or are they having an affair? All this time jumping is really annoying.
Why can't they just tell the story as it happens chronologically?
Well, you see, Claire, then it wouldn't be interesting.
Why not?
How do I explain to you common people that don't know a thing about the theatre, writing, or anything generally artistic in general?
How dare you! Just so you know, I, Cassius Valentine, starred in a one vampire play on Broadway that was very, very successful.
On Broadway?
Well, off Broadway. On, off, what does it matter? Just don't touch the light switch, am I right?
What light switch?
I wrote, directed, and starred in a show depicting the modern struggle of a young vampire coming out to a world that keeps rejecting him over and over again.
He feeds on people everywhere he goes and is cast out by society. We used real blood in the show, too.
Philip, you were saying...
Yes. Well, in the beginning of the play, you don't know the characters yet. If the playwright would just tell you their stories right away, you would be bored and you wouldn't care for them. You don't have the time to truly know them because the play is 50 minutes long. So, by jumping in time, the playwright keeps you interested because you want to see how we get to where we are now. It's a very easy device and not very creative, if you ask me. But my expectations were already quite low to begin with.
How's little Al?
He's okay. He missed you too.
And how are you doing? I know today must be tough for you. It's the anniversary of...
The day Alistair died, I know. It's hard, but it's getting easier each year.
Ah, that's the playwright using dialogue to tell you where we're at in the timeline of the story. Not bad, not bad. By the way, thank you for teaching me what a year means, Dave.
Sure thing, buddy.
How's Ambrose?
Not good. He hasn't left his house in months.
Are people still calling him Chicken?
They've been taunting him everywhere he goes. I can't blame him for wanting to disappear for a while.
I'll visit him tomorrow. Let's go home. I brought you so many presents.
I love presents.
I found this flower that never dies. It just transforms into a small plant again and grows and blooms and dies and grows and blooms again. Oh, did you hear that?
What was that?
Oh, one of the hardest things to play is someone who's asleep. Well done. Bravo! Bravo!
Shh, Philip!
What happened? This house looks haunted.
Don't go inside, Bill. What are you doing?
I have to. Ambrose! Ambrose Dyer! What did you do? Oh, God. A note. Who's Chicken now?
Fuck! Good to see you again, Bill!
Ambrose, what did you do?
I figured it out, Bill. All I needed to do was make sure that the prophecy would come true. That was the only way to start living the life I always wanted.
Are you
dead? Yes. And no. And maybe. I died alone with hatred in my heart. You know, like we talked about. Did I cease to exist? Is my story over?
Why are we here again? Where is the Oracle?
I'm not sure. I was sleeping in my new bed, getting used to my new body, and all of a sudden, I appeared here. How's Gayla?
She's fine.
You couldn't wait, huh? Were you together before Alistair died?
You know we weren't.
If you say so.
The fourth, he will die with hate in his heart, alone with no loved ones and always apart. To defeat him, his friend will need to reach out and find the four helpers I now speak about. The first is a wolf that is walking alone. The second, a vampire with a heart made of stone. The third is a witch, and the fourth is a guy who will know what you think and will bake you a pie. Only when the four friends unite will they be prepared to meet him and ready to fight. But hear my fair warning before I depart. Not all will survive the hate in his heart.
Kaden! This is it. This is the prophecy you got from the princess. The one you decided to hide from us because you wanted to protect us.
Guys, this is the prophecy. Two prophecies. They were two prophecies.
I don't understand. Is this play based on reality? How are we watching it right now? Philip, what is going on?
Surprise! I didn't want to ruin it, but when I heard you talking about that prophecy yesterday, it reminded me of the old story later adapted as a play, Near the Meadow. And what do you know? There was a production performing nearby. Whee!
Are you okay? Hey, calm down. It's okay. You had a bad dream.
I'm okay. I...
What was that?
Ambrose. He's dead.
How do you know?
I just saw him.
Excuse me? Hi. I'm looking for Lester. A friend told me that he might be able to help me with a problem I have.
Bill Thompson. I've been waiting for you.
How do you know my name?
Dine with us tonight. We'll talk about everything later.
I'm really not hungry.
Dine with us. Dine with us tonight.
I'm good.
Let's dine. Let's dine together.
I don't want to dine together.
What do you have against dining?
I just dined.
Dine again. Is there a limit to the amount of dining one may have?
Answer some questions first.
Dine and we'll talk.
Fine. I'll dine.
Let us dine. Good dining, yes?
Fuck. I can taste the deer.
Now can we talk?
Now we can talk.
You know my name. You know why I'm here.
You, Bill Thompson, want to become a druid. The question is, why?
I have a friend. I had a friend. He did something. Me and three of my friends received a prophecy when we were younger. One of us would fall in love, have kids, and die a happy man. That was Alistair. One of us would go on adventures and explore the world. That was Greg. One of us would die alone with hatred in his heart. That was Ambrose Dyer. And one of us will become a hero.
You.
I don't want to be a hero, and I never wanted this prophecy.
Your friend, Ambrose Dyer, isn't really dead, is he?
Technically, he died. But no. He's out there somewhere. I'm not really sure where. I think he practiced dark magic. He tried to escape the prophecy.
To me, it sounds like he helped make sure the prophecy was fulfilled.
The reason I'm here is because after he died, I saw him. And we received a second prophecy. This time, only him and I.
Not accurate. Greg was there too.
How do you know that? Is he okay? Okay. As I was saying, we received a second prophecy. I think I know what I need to do.
Ask what you came here to ask.
I need you to open the portal.
What?
What?
I need you to open the portal.
You know I can't oblige this request.
So I need you to teach me how to do it then. You have to help me. People will die.
We druids stay out of political conflicts. We live here peacefully in the woods and try to stay out of everyone's way.
That's a lie. You use a portal to rescue entire civilizations from dying universes, and you bring them here to the forest. There is a rumor that somewhere in these woods there is a castle with a king, a princess, and full of townspeople that came from God knows where. I even heard a story about a temple full of followers that worship some sort of entity of a griffin and a dog that is sailing in a boat. They're not from here. You brought them here, so don't tell me you stay away from conflicts and don't get involved. You care about people. You care about suffering. You want to help. I know you do, and right now I'm asking you, please, help me.
I can't open the portal for you.
I'll be on my way then.
I can't open the portal for you, but I can teach you how to do it for yourself.
Are you serious?
You will no longer go by the name of Bill Thompson. From now on, you will be called Jessifer Vornak. This is a holy name for druids. Jessifer was a great peacemaker. I hope that you will live up to this name. Your training starts in the morning. Get some rest. I'll see you when we dine.
There is another dining in the morning?
We always dine. This is the druid way.
I think we're ready.
It's the portal! Let's go through it!
Dave, it's cardboard with something that's supposed to look like a portal drawn on it.
Oh, right. The sound effects are so good, I got excited.
Jess, are you sure we're doing the right thing?
It's the only way to save them. To save us. You saw what he did to the others. He killed so many. Innocent, pure.
Some of them were vampires.
What's wrong with vampires?
Even so, he's gone mad. After he heard the second prophecy, he decided he'd do anything in his power to stop it from happening. Even if it means killing every werewolf, vampire, witch, and mind reader in the land.
I don't understand how sending four babies through a portal will help us defeat Ambrose. He's too powerful.
They're not like anyone else. They're special. You have to trust me. Everything led me to them. His name is Cassius. He will grow up to be a terrible, terrible person. He'll find his way someday. It will just take a little bit of time. This one is Claire Dyer, Ambrose's granddaughter.
Ambrose didn't have any kids.
He didn't have any kids that we knew of. When we first found the tablet Alistair told you about, we were just kids. We were all running away from something. Ambrose was running away from what he thought was the biggest mistake of his life. He was married to a girl back in the village. It was a secret marriage, and he decided to leave her behind. He didn't know she was pregnant. She was madly in love with him. And he made sure that she thought he was dead. She honored him and kept his last name and passed it along to her baby. 20 years later, that child had a baby, and what do you know? Little Claire Dyer showed signs of witchcraft from the moment she was born. She made things fly around her before she could even crawl. Her parents are dead now. This one possesses psychic powers. There is nothing special about him besides that. So I'll move on to the next one. This one.
He's a werewolf. What happened to his parents?
He got to them as well.
I see.
He's going to have a hard and lonely life, but he'll find his purpose one day.
Where are you sending them to?
A planet called Earth. They'll be safe there. The relationship with the supernatural world there is complicated, but it's the only way. They do have some supernatural beings there. They're in hiding.
Will they be okay?
I don't know. But it's our only choice. We're going to send them to different moments in time. They need to grow up separately, and when they finally meet, they'll be ready to save us. The vampire will have to live a long life before he meets them. I feel sorry for him.
They'll never know where they came from. They'll never know who they really are.
They will. One day. All in good time. Go over there and hide behind that tree. It's going to be dangerous.
Which tree? This one?
No, the other one.
Felipe! That's Felipe! Good job, Felipe! Are you seeing this?
Shut up, Philip!
And so it was. Jess sent the saviors away and prayed that one day they would find their way back to the forest. As for today, we are still waiting for the prophecy to be fulfilled. Here's to the four, wherever they may be.
To the four!
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be backstage, literally behind the stage, to sign autographs. Come say hello. Thank you.
Yeah, I will leave you and congratulate Felipe on another fantastic job. I will be right back.
Somebody say something.
I don't know what to say.
Maybe it's a shared hallucination.
What's so funny?
You're an orphan too. You all are. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one.
At least I had parents that raised me as their own.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You grew up in an orphanage with no friends or family to love you.
I got it, Cassius.
All right, let's go and talk to the guy who played Bill. It's time for us to get some answers. Alice, please stay here. I think we need to figure this out alone.
Who do I sign it to?
Please write, "I love you, Martha. I'm your biggest fan."
You mean, you are my biggest fan.
Don't you get it? I'm flipping it. It's funny.
I got it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You were great.
Happy you liked it. Thank you for coming. Who's next?
Hello, Bill.
Hello. Who should I sign it for?
To the four.
What?
To the four.
Oh, like in the play. That's funny. You sure you don't want to get four posters? Are you all going to share one?
Now, Dave Smith.
What? What is he doing? Why is he looking at me like that? Is he okay?
He's reading your mind.
That's impossible. We haven't seen mind readers here in forever. Didn't you watch the play?
Damn it! He's just an actor that memorizes lines. He's in another production that's starting next week on the other side of the forest. Mice! The musical!
What?
Okay. Thank you for coming. I signed your poster. Now, can you please move along? There are other people waiting.
Who's the fucker who wrote this play?
What?
Who wrote this play?
No one wrote it. It's folklore. A myth. A rumor. No one knows if it really happened or not. It's just a story.
Security? You don't have the budget for security. Don't make a fool of yourself.
What do you want from me? Who are you people?
I'm so tired of this bullshit.
I demand answers.
I am tired, and I don't get tired easily.
All right. What is going on here?
Security!
Enough!
Parenda, lotus, maratus, parenda, maratus, lotus, 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 parenda, maratus.
Okay, it's not funny anymore. I paid a lot of money for those after credits, and they only aired for like 4 episodes. Whoever took the file, I have one message for you. Your days are numbered. Enjoy the sunset. Oh, eat a potato for the last time. And get ready, because I'm gonna find you. And if there is one thing I love in the world, is the previously on monologue. But in a close second, my after credits. You better find a place to hide.